Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Apples have come a long way since their first appearance in the Garden of Eden. Today, there are over 7,500 varieties worldwide. Nearly 100 varieties are grown in this country, with 15 of the most popular accounting for nearly 90% of U.S. apple production. Everybody has their favorite, though I can't decide between Gala, Fuji, and Pink Lady.
Whatever apple you prefer, you're choosing one of nature's best snacks. Apples come in a close second to bananas as America's favorite fresh fruit. Joining us with a look at the health benefits of apples is Joan Rogus, a registered dietitian in Central New York who's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Joan also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. Welcome back to Take Care, Joan.
Thanks for having me.
Joan, I should point out that you are a returning guest. You visit us once a season, it seems. So I think we could say you're a regular contributor to Take Care.
Oh, wonderful.
This season, we are curious about apples. I have always wondered, what is so amazing about apples that there's actually a saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
That is so funny because that expression has been around for over 150 years. It has actually withstood the test of time. And it is true because an apple has so many great qualities nutritionally. It has a specific fiber called pectin. What it can do is regulate blood sugar, help lower the bad part of our cholesterol, help lower blood pressure. And also, it contains a nutrient called boron. We don't hear about that very much, but it actually supports strong bones as well as a healthy brain. It helps fight off some cancer. It has some phytonutrients, so that helps reduce the risk of heart disease and asthma. And if that isn't enough, just think about it. When you eat an apple, it's almost like a natural toothbrush to kill bacteria in your mouth and can reduce the risk of mouth decay, tooth decay. So it's almost, what doesn't the apple do for us?
I know it's common that a lot of the most important nutrients are in that layer under the skin. How much of all those benefits that you just described only apply if you eat the entire apple, skin included?
Well, that's really the best thing to do. You really need to eat that whole apple. And I know it's the first thing that little kids will say, oh, can you peel the apple for me? But it's where so many of the nutrients are, between the skin and the actual fruit itself. So when you peel the skin, you're peeling away a lot of nutrients. Just think about apple juice versus applesauce. They pale in comparison to a whole fresh apple.
Now, how much scrubbing do you have to do before eating an apple? Because I've heard sometimes that they're treated with wax or chemicals. Mm-hmm. Is there a rule of thumb for cleaning? Because a lot of people, you've seen it, they just rub the apple against their shirt and then they take a bite.
That's right. I guess the question should really be is, how clean is the shirt that you're rubbing the apple against? The wax that is actually on the apple is really harmless and we can eat it. But I certainly would suggest, as well as the Food and Drug Administration recommends, that we always wash all our fresh fruits and vegetables. So you can use some cool running water. You can use those vegetable sprays if you want to go a little bit further with that, or rinse it in some diluted vinegar. But for the most part, just under cool running water would work. And where most of the bacteria is going to be at each end, at the stem and on the blossom end. So if you really want to be careful, you can trim those ends off. But a good washing should do the trick, just under cold running water.
What about the shelf life of apples? Once you bring it home, should it go right in the refrigerator, sit out on the counter, or stay in a cool, dry place?
Right. A lot of people will like to put them on a fruit bowl on the counter because they look so pretty. Don't do that. That really shortens their shelf life. What you need to do is put them in the crisper in the refrigerator, and they'll be about 32 degrees. And believe it or not, they'll stay for about 3 to 4 months. However, here's another thing for you. You know, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. And that is actually very true, because you do want to check your apples. If they start to deteriorate or have any bruising, they'll start to release a gas called ethylene, and then that can start spoiling the other apples and shorten their life, but definitely in the crisper.
All right. What about cooked apples? Because if you bake an apple or make applesauce, or you opt for another cooked apple recipe that doesn't add fat or sugar, is it as healthy as a fresh apple when eaten out of hand?
Well, what happens is usually when you're baking them, you will add a lot of sugar. So that takes away from it because you've added some other ingredients that maybe aren't as healthy. There's nothing like a whole fresh apple out of the hand. I mean, you can bake it and still eat the skin. Just watch the amount of brown sugar. You can slice them and put them in salads. There are a lot of ways that you can cook with apples and still make them healthy.
All right, of course we have to ask, what's your favorite apple?
There's so many varieties now, but it's an old tried and true apple is the Macintosh.
I have to agree with that. And they're great for cooking.
Yes.
Joan Rogas is a registered dietitian in Central New York who's been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Joan also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. For more information on the benefits of apples, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
Coming up on next week's show, we continue our conversation on melanoma with one of the world's leading experts. Dr. Lynn Schuchter will tell us the latest on diagnosis, treatment, and new and emerging therapies.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on iTunes and at wrvo.org/takecare. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.